The heavens smile upon you, dear listener. Either by choice or chance, you have arrived at Idiots Discuss the Universe's Music Review Bonus Podcast Zone. Cast aside your fickle life of indecision and let the IDTU tell you what they think. Welcome to Hit or Shit.
That is some Jack Herrera.
Ooh, Jack Herrera?
Yeah.
I'm going to be jumping off the walls up in here.
We could have like a weed name dropping episode too, where we talk about Jack Herrera and Rick Simpson and who are the other big names in weed?
There's a bunch of growers who I fucking forget.
I don't care. I mean,
ooh, that tastes great.
I like the legends.
You I know can taste saying? That.
I want to talk about the legends, those dudes. Yeah. And those guys are all friends too.
No, we honestly should dip more into the weed category.
I think we've
been completely avoiding it, but
I don't know if we've been obviously not, but not we're not.
But I mean, it's like a full category like an episode. Yeah, that tastes great. What farm is that from?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was my gift for Christmas from the shop.
So it's probably from those.
It does.
Personal
stash. It's real nice.
Yeah.
I usually like to exhale weed out through my nose, but that's stuff I do. Oh, that's a nice cough on it too. That cough's really coming in, Spence.
Cough is
my cough. Yeah, it's like the winter cough. I just have got a winter cough this year. Yeah,
summer's got one too.
This is how it ends. That's how it ends.
It was just a winter cough.
It was just a winter cough.
It just started as a wee winter cough.
Yep.
And then he turned pale and blue. Yep.
I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. It's just the cough that just keeps getting a little worse every day.
Craig, you're going to outlive me, motherfucker.
A little worse every
just
day.
Just watch.
I'll probably outlive everybody. I've always thought of myself as the last man.
And Craig, he united with a giant tree and lived on forever as an ant.
Well, I kind of more want to live in like a giant glass bubble with a tree floating.
You don't
orbit.
Seem like the glass bubble type to me.
No,
Craig.
Just more of turn myself into a tree, like live in a tree, Merlin sort of.
Yeah,
Merlin,
yeah, like you, your face can still pop out, like hello, and you're
like
6,000 years old. You know what I'm saying?
Uh huh.
You're a fucking
don't
ageless.
Pull my limbs, it hurts.
Yeah, and you can like drop an apple on someone you don't like.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay, is it though?
Yeah, it is ridiculous. I don't want to do that. That would be a long eternity.
Yeah, but you would
I
like
see
it.
You as like a cartoon tree. That's what you're essentially saying.
No, like I just see
a
1940s
you. Disney cartoon. You're like a face and a tree
from a
cartoon.
It's like Pocahontas, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. With a little bit of Clive Barker thrown in there.
Yeah, Clive Barker willow tree.
Something like that. That's a compliment coming from you, and I'm going to take it like that.
It is. I meant it as one. It turned into something weird.
Last night I was out sitting on the patio behind the spot,
uh-huh.
And just minding my own business.
Sure.
And this dude looks over at me and he goes, "You look like death."
What the fuck?
What the fuck
what kind
is
of
what?
Thing is that to say to
That's
someone?
What the fuck I said? I'm like, what the fuck do you mean by that?
Yeah.
Because it's a patio of a bar, right? I'm going to explain for everybody at home.
Sure.
You know, it's a patio of a bar where I go out and take my breaks. And there are sometimes drunk people
drunk
out there, you know,
fucks.
Or slightly tipsy people out there hanging out too, you know. So that's kind of something that you get kind of, you know.
Pretty sure I've seen people like banging out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've seen it on the cameras before, for sure.
It's
great.
Yeah.
Blowjob was the last one. That was
right.
Sarah got out there, went out there and told him to fucking stop it.
Jesus.
We can watch you on the cameras. They're like, we're not doing anything.
I don't know.
She was sleeping in my lap.
Yeah.
It was so true. But anyway, this guy told me I look like death. And I'm like, so what the fuck? That's a hell of a thing to say. What the hell do you mean by that?
Especially it's just like a cold open.
Right.
That's a tough one.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, you know, you look like the character Death from the Terry Pratchett.
Wow. good save.
Yeah.
That is a good save.
That was like one of the few things I'm that impressed. Possibly could have been said. Yeah.
I'm impressed with that.
Yeah, the Neil Gaiman Terry Pratchett novel, You Look Like Death.
You look like the character. It's like, no, you look like Greg Kinnear, who played Death in this movie.
I guess.
I don't know who actually played it.
I don't know who played it either.
It's a weird way of maybe turning something that could be just very fucked up to say to someone into like almost a compliment.
Almost a compliment.
Like, depending on the actor who played him.
I had no idea what any of that was.
What if it was like a handsome death?
I know Terry Pratchett, but I've never watched any of it or known like what kind of character that is.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
Yeah, so that was something that happened. That's crazy. Sorry, I don't know where that was going.
No, I'm glad you told me that.
Yeah.
That was impressive. Maybe is that because what my tree comment reminded you of, where it was like it's kind of a reversal. It was like a compliment that turned into an insult, I guess.
The tree comment never really got too deep into compliment territory at any point. I think so.
I said you're going to live forever.
Yeah.
That's a compliment, right?
That could also be a curse. Like that is sometimes an ancient curse. Could. Like the wandering Jew lives forever,
the
too.
The wandering Jew.
Yeah.
What is that again?
The wandering Jew is the Jew that was standing along the road in Jerusalem as Jesus went by. And he refused to give Jesus water or something.
Oh, that fucker.
And that guy was doomed to walk the earth until Jesus returned. So there is that theory that the wandering Jew is still out there walking around, never aging, just waiting for Christ to return. So he can be damned.
I just want him to come back already. Why can't he return? I don't understand.
Yeah.
I've been wandering for at least fucking a thousand years.
We could probably do a whole episode on that because there's the idea that guy that keeps appearing in Europe, there's this baron that they think is immortal that keeps showing up at the same age in the 1800s, like all these long years apart. And he kept showing up in these things and announcing himself, and they would describe him the very same way, and it would be the very same way they described this other guy by the same name 100 years before at this other court in another part of Europe. And it's an interesting story that we could get into sometime.
Damn.
Yeah.
You're talking crazy at me right now.
I'm so sorry.
Speaking.
But we're here for a reason, I believe, today, aren't we?
I believe we are.
Yeah.
And I think that reason is... Hit or shit. That's right, everybody. We always get you. We always do it in unison. And you know what? We practice for at least like a solid 8 hours.
We don't always do it in unison, and we never practice.
Okay. You throw me under the bus already.
I just want to be truthful to the people. I mean, they know that they know we don't do it in unison.
Yeah, but I think
that was a good one.
We've been getting better.
But we can't up the batting average because we had one good go.
No, but it's not just one. We've been getting better. I think we've been getting it more and more
in the mix, in the moment. Yeah, I think you're overselling it still, but I agree. Mm. We're getting better.
I think we're getting better.
I just don't want to oversell it to the folks, you know?
I don't mind overselling it.
Okay.
8 hours a day.
Obviously.
We practice. That's how much we practice that.
We're just on the phone all the time. Hit or shit. We'll just be doing stuff.
All right, ready? Like, 1, 2, 3. Hit or shit.
See?
All right. Again, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, it's great. But really,
but
instead
really
of being silly,
yeah.
we're not just here to be silly. We're here to be serious because we're going to fucking pass down some judgment right now.
Yeah,
we're passing down the hand of judgment in a musical way.
Yeah, because we love judging music.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. Some could say that we are very jaded.
And some would say that we're more than fair.
That's true.
Actually, sometimes we're quite kind.
I think that's very true.
Yeah. There have been some of our songs that I have given hit to that after weeks of listening to it, I don't think that it should be a hit anymore.
Hmm.
You know, a couple more times and I'm like, oh, it's boring.
No, don't tell people that.
I'm not going to tell people that.
The judgments we make.
Some of them. Yeah.
I have too. But I'd like to think, you know, these snap judgments of songs that we're hearing for the first time, it's
in some way to someone.
Well, yeah. And I think it'll show you something that maybe you weren't aware was coming out.
Yeah.
And it's something new.
That's what's cool.
It's always something new. It's always a new piece of music that's come out within, like, you know, the last week or so.
Always, no matter what we said, go check it out on our Spotify playlist.
You should go decide for yourself.
Because we put it up on Spotify, like, right when we put it out. So it's there.
Right.
You don't have to search for it, anything. Just Idiots Discuss Universe. Exactly. Boom. Boom.
And that's
boom.
The thing about it is we love music, Craig and I.
Yeah.
But we are also idiots.
Right.
So you need to go listen to it yourself just in case
you can't trust
we're completely 100% wrong.
You can't trust any of this. Really.
Well, you just got to take it with a large, just whole entire shaker of table salt.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what song are we going to do today?
Okay, so today we're going to do, I'm actually really excited. I just found this out as I was looking up what song to do. As I was doing research.
Oh, I want to be excited too. Tell me.
I'm fucking excited. D'Angelo.
D'Angelo. He's one of my favorites.
Shit. Something about some bitch. Yeah. Sorry, D'Angelo. I love D'Angelo. I do too. Yeah. And it's like the most soulful and funky.
We bonded a little bit over Black Messiah when we first started working together.
We jammed that a lot.
Did we not? We jammed that album.
I'm so glad we did.
Yeah.
Because that was a fantastic album.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Wow.
Like,
wow.
Yeah. And to just come back from such a long hiatus, you know, he was basically a giant sex symbol in like the late 90s, early 2000s,
sure.
You know, an R&B
right.
singer, like one of the best R&B singers of the modern era. And he plays guitar and plays piano, and all of his compositions are just on point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just beautiful, but modern still.
Sure.
And so, you know, he was huge when he was out, and then he kind of went away after one of his biggest albums,
mm-hmm.
you know, got to him. And I think something, you know, the pressure and depression from expectations and whatnot. And he, I think, ended up gaining a lot of weight and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
But now he's back with arguably his best, like most forward thinking album. Well, sorry, that was Black Messiah, actually. But now he's back again, is what I'm trying to say,
right, okay.
with a new song.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Is this
a herald of a new album? Do you
I
know?
Hope so. Okay. I don't know. I really don't know anything about it.
What's the name of the song?
The song is called Unshaken.
Unshaken.
Yeah. It is just a single at this point. And his last album was 2014.
And that was Black Messiah, was it? That's
that was,
the only one, yeah.
That's
and then
Black
the one
Messiah.
Before that was like
was
2000.
Voodoo. That was a big one.
2006.
Just 2000. It was
2000,
14
really?
Years before.
Wow, that's a great album, too. Voodoo's a great
Voodoo
fucking album.
Voodoo was a great album. And then 5 years before that was Brown Sugar.
Okay.
And that was his first one. So he's he's going full-blown quality over quantity.
Yeah, he is.
But
yeah,
it's like...
But it's super quality.
Yeah.
So I got high hopes for this one.
Me too. I feel like I've almost built it up too much, you know, but I'm just excited, like I said.
I feel like we're okay.
Okay, let's take a listen.
Spin it.
All right.
They often whisper. They whisper. But no tongue can tell. He who drinks from the deep water. May he know. Depths of the well.
Damn. We've had a lot of good songs on Hit or Shit.
Yeah.
That's right up there, baby.
That has to be. That's one of the best songs I've heard in a long time,
right.
I think.
Right.
That vocal performance, that was crazy.
I mean, the guitar, the production,
everything.
It was amazing. Like the gospels, I mean.
And it took its time, mm-hmm. you know, it took its time to build, and it was a relatively simple chord progression the whole time.
Right.
But it was just done in, a very artful way, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know, just the perfect mm-hmm. way. As far as from listening to it the first time, I was like, "Fuck!"
I wonder like what it'll be like on the 10th listen. You know, I mean, like if it will.
Because
it kind of has a little bit of that like soundtracky sort of like. It's almost reminds me of like a Brother Where Art Thou track, where it's like folks trying to modernize really old style music, because mm-hmm. that is like an old spiritual, the words of it and the whole thing.
Yeah.
really harken back to that. And then they're trying to like forward it into this other thing that, I mean, it's awesome. It's awesome. But sometimes it doesn't hold up forever in the same way, you know, like some of his other stuff might hold up better in that way. But I mean, it does.
Well, I think from first listen, it's a very specific mood.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Like, but it even sets the mood. I mean, it can take you from one mood to another. I mean, it's a hit. I mean, it's a hit with a fucking...
It's a hit, baby.
Yeah.
With you guys got to go listen to this shit.
Flames coming out of the back of it. It's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
I hope there's a whole album of this sort of stuff on there. That would be amazing.
Well, the thing I like about his albums is they're very kind of all over the place where there's a lot of songs that sound different. Like he'll have like, at least on Black Messiah, he had like a rock tune or two maybe, you know, that were more like distorted guitar kind of rocky vibe.
I mean, he's a lot like he reminds me of Prince in the sense that Prince would kind of jump around and do a several, like there'd be a dancey one, there'd be more of a rockin' one, and like, you know, Prince was originally like the guitar playing was the amazing thing that like was amazing.
Yeah,
he was one of the best guitarists of his generation, and people forget that.
Yeah,
you know, because everything was to the song with him.
That's so true.
And I think the same things with D'Angelo's, like everything goes to the song, and that's what's fucking cool about it, you know. But his albums go together too. Like I really feel like Black Messiah goes together. You know, like that.
Oh, album, they do.
That album is a cohesive whole.
Yes, completely. That I didn't mean to say that they don't.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I just mean like.
But they are.
They cover a wide breadth of genres, but while still remaining cohesive.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's what's always interesting about it is how that is. There's that continuity to it that is a D'Angelo record, no matter what genre.
It's like
he's
a gospel soul R&B, like at its core.
But it's got some Sly, Family Stone, some Jimi Hendrix, some, you know, all that sort of stuff is there too.
But this one in particular is very much like what you said, like a folk revival.
This has
like
got
hymnal.
Like Leonard Cohen and...
Because he gets that low...
Luther Vandross.
It's good. You guys just need to go listen to that
Green.
Shit.
It's going back, like, and even back farther. I mean, like, it's going... Yeah. It's amazing. It's an amazing, amazing song. So get the fuck out there and listen to this shit, because that's some... That's a well spent 4 minutes. How long was it?
Yeah, about 4 minutes. 3:50.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It's really, really good.
I hope there's an album too.
Oh, there's got to be an album.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. Unless this is for a movie, which that would be a good prediction as well.
Yeah.
I could see Unshaken totally being the title of a movie, but I don't know why
that would. It's going to be in a movie. It's going to be. People are going to love that one. They're going to love it. It's perfect for a soundtrack. Because it can so take average footage and make it really feel like it's really, you know,
so
what I'm
true.
Saying?
It's like a dude doing the dishes.
Oh, yeah.
He's like,
Yeah, no, it does. It's got enough juice to it that it can do that. Yeah, for sure. It'll happen.
Well,
he's going to make a bunch of money off that.
Fuck yes. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad because that's the music I want to hear making money. You know?
Make some money.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Everyone out there should listen to it and let us know. What you think?
Yeah.
Hit us up on the Instagrams.
The Instagrams.
You know, it'll be up on our Spotify.
Yeah.
It'll be up on our Spotify. So if you're not subscribed to the Spotify playlist, you definitely should be, because then you can go and listen for yourself and hear all of the songs
doing. Other great songs, other bad songs, all sorts of shit.
Yeah. And you can also decide, because like we said earlier, we're not necessarily right about everything, even though we'd like to think we are.
Yeah.
There's another part of ourselves.
I'm almost always right. Just as a side.
All right, I mean, Craig.
Like, I'm with Spencer. I support Spencer.
Craig, we're supposed to be egalitarian.
It's an egalitarian thing. I support him like publicly, but mostly I'm usually right.
I told you, Craig.
Usually pretty right.
Craig, I told you not to talk about this.
Right.
I told you not to talk about this in front of the listeners.
I'm usually pretty right.
I mean, I'm pretty right, too, all the time. You know,
you're not supposed to whisper when I'm whispering, because
we're whispering so they don't hear us,
right? But I don't know who I'm whispering to now.
Well, we're whispering to each other. We're just two men whispering to each other in a basement right now, Craig.
Okay. Yes. Let's get
What's
back
wrong
to
with that?
What were we doing? We were ending this. Ending this debacle. Yes.
And we probably should have ended it much earlier, but we didn't. Is what you got.
This is what you get.
So I'm just going to remind people again. To listen to the Spotify playlist.
Right.
decide for yourself if you like the song and let us know if you do or you don't. And also let us know about any new shit that you like that we haven't reviewed, because we want to hear. We want to hear all the stuff.
Yeah, all the stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. We either like all the new stuff or we don't, but we want to hear it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's the big thing. Yeah. I want to hear it. I want to hear what's out there. So.
Yeah.
Let us know, and thanks for listening, as always, to another episode of Hit or Shit. You crazy music junkies out there, I know you're out there.
You wackos,
you. You're just holing yourself up in your room with your crazy headphones.
Yeah, like just down there with no hope and all afternoon to do nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a glorious time to be alive
for
a music junkie.
We know what it's like.
We do. We're doing it right now.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in the IDTU studios located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.